Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
What is Moondog?
Moondog Makers and Bakers is not just a catering company. It's blending tradition with innovation and something familiar just done differently. To get a taste of what they're truly all about, you can order some awesome merch, crafted spice blends, or request catering for your very own event. MoondogMakersandBakers.com.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
Welcome in, everybody. And as you can see, we are a little bit late because we are a little bit late. I've got a co-host here tonight who's due for a haircut tomorrow, by the way. And we are going to try to get through this together. Say hi, buddy.
Hi.
That's right. Got little man in here. And he promises that he's going to behave, right?
Boy.
And we're going to be very quiet.
Yeah.
And let Daddy do what? What does Daddy do for work?
Turned up my sport.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, it's Rebel Report Live. Thank you, buddy. Give me one upstairs. Let's go. And hey, what do the Saints say?
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat say?
Beat them Saints.
That's right. All right, go play. Anyway, I'm Michael Borky. That is James Borky. And we are so glad that you are with us on this Tuesday, June 18th. And the peak of off-season content, essentially, is what we're talking about today. Football scheduling news. And although this one's a little bit different, and quite frankly, I'm pretty bummed about this one. And we'll talk about it. So Ole Miss, Southern Cal. Something that, honestly, we've talked about on here before. I believe that that Chase Parham was the first person to put this out there. Like, hey, that series is probably going to get canceled, just so you know, that's in the works. Got confirmation today via really good guy Michael Katz. That sounded like I was implying that Chase Parham's not a really good guy. He is also an exceptional person. Two really good people that I'm talking about here. But Michael Katz got confirmation from Keith Carter today. Simply put, he said Ole Miss's home and home football matchups against USC have been canceled. So that is what we are going to be talking about tonight. That's really cool, buddy. That is really cool. That is what we're going to be talking about tonight on this edition of the Rebel Report. And the Rebel Report, as always, is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. We all know in sports, injuries are unavoidable, but in your life, it just simply shouldn't happen to you, but unfortunately, from time to time, it does. If you want a personal injury attorney that will care about you, that will help you in a way that makes you feel like you're a human and not just another number, give DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm a chance. Saltillo, Mississippi is where he's located. He will obviously discuss all of your legal options. 662-397-9799. That's the phone number. 662-397-9799. Don't delay. Call DJ today. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm, personal injury, small business, and contract disputes. Sorry, DJ, I blew the reed. But anyway, DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, presenting Rebel Report Live. Don't forget to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Michael Borky, B-O-R-K-E-Y. And wherever you get your podcasts, if you have not subscribed already, subscribe to the Rebel Report. Just search that name wherever you get them, subscribe, and leave a rating and a review. So, you know, we got that news today. Again, most people knew that this was coming thanks to Chase floating this out there quite some time ago, to be honest with you. That's right. You did a B. Look at that. That was very good. Now, hey, buddy, can I finish talking? I won't be much longer, I promise, okay?
We're say sports under my computer for?
Because that's what I have to do. Hey, so let's be quiet for a little bit longer, okay? I know you can do it. Thank you. So we got the news, and, you know, I understand, first of all, I think it stinks. It really stinks. But I understand the other side, the counter argument to my thought. Because I heard from some friends today that were like, you know, honestly, I would rather the schedule be easier to make the playoff. That's a totally valid thing. And that, I assume, is part of the motivation here. Keith Carter apparently at the Rebel road trip stop, or one of the Rebel road trip stops, straight up said that they're expecting the 9-game conference schedule to become a thing. Good. Hey, buddy. But hey, I don't need to be distracted anymore, okay? The 9-game conference schedule, they expect to become a thing. And Wake Forest is already on the schedule for Ole Miss. And I don't know what it means about the Power 4 now requirement in scheduling, but they mentioned how they anticipate going to 9 conference games, which, sidebar on that, are they getting more money from ESPN? Because if they're not, why would you do that? You don't need to do that. So that either means that they are getting more money, or, in my opinion, they're making a bad decision. You already have 15 of the top 23 most difficult schedules in college football. Why would you make it harder for yourself unless it's going to be more financially lucrative? But anyway, I understand that argument. Make the schedule as easy as you can, because the goal now is to make the playoff. If you don't make the playoff, with rare exception, your seasons aren't going to be looked at as a success. Now, it varies. Like Mississippi State this year, if they don't make the playoff but they make a bowl game, their fans will be excited. New coach, all that stuff, right? So there is exception. But if you are like not a dumpster fire who fired your coach and is bringing on a new coach, not making the playoff is just not going to be a season that anybody's really going to be excited about anymore. Smaller programs maybe, but generally speaking, for Ole Miss, it's make the playoff or kind of a bust, just depending on a lot of different factors. So I understand that point. I get it. It makes sense to me. It is a valid desire for how you want your athletic department to operate. Make the playoff as best you can. I understand that. However, this isn't a neutral site game in Atlanta against Virginia Tech or whoever. This is not, hell, even if it was USC in a neutral site, I still think that the home and home with a program like a Southern Cal is something that just doesn't happen with Ole Miss very often, if ever. The only other high-profile example that Richard, who's been around Ole Miss his entire life, could come up with was that Texas series from 2012 and 2013. And you guys, if you were there, remember how absolutely massive, massive that series felt. Ole Miss was able to go to Austin and win. That was an incredible game. Jeff Scott returning a touchdown. That was incredible. But so many people remember that game in Oxford and the event that it became, and the atmosphere and the town, and the event is a really good word, and Ole Miss got smoked that day. But even though they got smoked that day, it was a huge deal for Oxford, for Ole Miss fans, because it was Texas coming to your place. This is a very similar phenomenon, if not the exact same or maybe even better. It's a team that you never get the opportunity to play. You got them to give you a home and home. So not only would you have seen Ole Miss play a season opener in one of the most iconic venues in American sports, not in college football. The Coliseum is one of the most iconic venues in American sports. So you would have played at the Coliseum, which would have been amazing. And then you would have had USC come to Oxford. That brand, that program, that attention, the national exposure, the event that that weekend would feel like would be hard to create with other teams. It's hard to schedule home and homes with big time programs like that anyway. Most of them you already play. But this one would have been special. This one would have been really unique to Ole Miss, to Oxford, because it just has never happened before, absent Texas, who you're now sharing a league with. I know, I see him. That you're now sharing a league with. So I'm bummed, because I thought that matchup, that venue, Southern Cal coming back to Oxford, would have just been so much of a bigger deal than your typical football weekend than your typical Power 5 matchup. We're talking about Southern Cal, that brand, that history, that band of all things. It just would have been a great thing for fans to experience. And look, I know some fans just try to make the playoff, make the schedule as easy as possible, stack wins, stack wins, stack wins. But in this time where it feels like the fans are being treated the worst, it's give us more money, give us more money. Season tickets going up, parking's more expensive, give us more money. If you don't invest in the collective, you're not a good fan. And oh, by the way, everything's changing. And your player who you raise a bunch of money to pay a few hundred thousand dollars after a handful of raises in just 2 years, from an unrecruited kid to making him a millionaire before his time is up, funded by the fans, essentially, can just up and leave whenever they want. In the era where you guys are forgotten the most, you would think that you would want to preserve special games like this to enhance the product. But instead, USC's going away, but Ole Miss still has Citadel on the schedule next year. I can't stand it. I think it's a bummer. I would use different language if somebody was in bed like he was supposed to be. But I think it's a real bummer. It stinks. I cannot. It saddens me that this is the path that college football is going down. I know that Keith Carter was quoted at one of the Rebel road trip stops about how you're going to see more of these cancellations in the future as the SEC goes to 9 conference games. And that's just so very soft to me in a weird way. I know I'm going to be like sports radio guy, but this is soft to me. Georgia's playing Clemson to start the season this year. Alabama's up in Madison, Wisconsin. Are you in a program on the ascent? Are you moving up a tier? Are you becoming nationally relevant? Well, then why are you scared of having another tough game on your schedule? Isn't this supposed to be who you are now? And yes, I know that's very like blowhard sports talk radio guy, but it feels soft to me. It does not surprise me at all that USC and Lincoln Riley wants to get out of this game. Reportedly, they tried to get out of the LSU game. So that aspect of it surprises me not at all. But Ole Miss obliging them and allowing them to get out of this game is really disappointing. It's disappointing for the fans. It's disappointing, I think, for the players, ultimately. And I think it's soft. I think it's soft. Even, yes, I know that a 9-conference schedule is possibly coming. What are you afraid of? What program do you think that you are? That's very sports talk radio guy, but oh well. We'll get to your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you by Priority One Bank. Let them make you their priority. They got 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. They'll make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. So all you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you want to do with your money because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. The podcast is also brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online, absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your office technology needs, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is. If it's tech, if it's in the office and your Mississippi business needs it, Advantage Business Systems has you covered. Tell them I sent you, and you'll get that complimentary office technology assessment. Welcome in. We all knew he'd be late. Yeah, it's becoming a thing now. It's becoming a thing now. It's just getting harder and harder to get ready for bed on time and to take a bath and do all those things. But we're trying to get through as best we can. Little Borky, little man, looking good. These people love you, buddy. We appreciate the special co-host, but I'm getting all the regulars together to synchronize watches with you. Good looking kid. I appreciate that.
And what's those people's names?
That's a lot of names, buddy. So let's just call them our friends. How about that? They're our friends.
They're my friends.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're a big help to us. Any news in the baseball transfer portal? Nothing yet. Nothing official yet. Although the BYU catcher from Mississippi apparently is somebody that you should keep an eye on. So this cancellation really sucks, but it's something a lot of us saw coming. Georgia and Oklahoma did something similar 2 years ago, I believe. The reason they did that, though, was because of Oklahoma joining the SEC. That's why that happened, but still. I'm guessing a group of six team replaces South Carolina or Southern Cal for week one. I would assume so. I was looking forward to a possible trip to Los Angeles next year, but alas, me too. I guess that means I have more money to go to the World Cup in 2026. But I was going to try to get work to pay for it, but I know that that would be a really, really, really difficult ask, all things considered. But no more. Thinking Caleb Downs is the front runner for the Doak Walker. Yeah, how about that? I don't know if you guys saw that, but Ohio State, a team with what is considered to be the best running back room in all of football. Travion Henderson returns. You guys know Quinshon Judkins is there, and they have a pair of young blue chips behind the two of them as well. News today, Ryan Day told reporters that Caleb Downs, the Alabama transfer defensive back, has been going to meetings in the running back room. And it could just be Ryan Day having fun or whatever. I get it. But why on earth, unless that was a recruiting promise, the only thing I could think of was that had to have been a recruiting promise, that the kid wants to get some carries. He wants to play running back. Therefore, that was what it took for Ohio State to get him. And so they're going to give him what he wanted there, because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense why you would have a first-round pick defensive back, possible first-round pick defensive back, getting carries for you unless you promised it to get him or you need him to. And why would you need him to when you have what you have in the running back room? It blows my mind. Yeah, I just got the notification on my phone. Willie Mays has passed away, 93 years young. Truly one of the greatest American sports figures of all time. One of the greatest American sports figures of all time. Not baseball. One of the greatest sports figures of all time. Yes. Show us the picture. The picture of what? What happened up here? What, you guys want to see that? I'll show it to you. I will show it to you. I showed the radio audience already, so I don't mind doing this. I will show it to you too, buddy.
What is it called?
This is when you cracked your head open, remember? You guys ready for that? Look at that. I should have put a warning. YouTube's going to demonetize me. And you want to see the other one? Yeah, after the staples got in? Yep. But they're out now, aren't they?
I was here. Hey, but those a white staple.
Those are your staples. Now, hey, just a few more minutes, okay?
Yeah, I want it for longer.
Okay, even longer. Okay. You think the 2025 Ole Miss schedule automatically gained a win if there's a silver lining? That's true. Their non-conference schedule in 25 isn't awful. Sure, the FCS is there, but there's also Wake Forest and Tulane. Pair that with USC, and it was actually a great slate. It was. It was a great slate that fans would have really liked and appreciated, but alas. But is USC really that good? Could be considered an easy win minus some jet lag. I am currently not a believer in Lincoln Riley. I don't think I ever really have been. I know he's great with quarterbacks. I know he's great with offense. But there's another side of the ball as well. And until proven otherwise, there's questions about his viability as a championship caliber coach. Hasn't done it yet. Not a national championship anyway. And what indications have you had that they're going to get there? I haven't seen that yet. So, but, you know, they're difficult. They're talented. They recruit well. Any team that has quarterback play like theirs can beat you on a given night for sure. What would not have been an easy win next year, especially considering what Ole Miss is going to lose. Now, look, they're doing a very good job in recruiting again. You know they're going to portal well again, but still, they're losing a ton from this year's team. Would have been a difficult game to start next year, but would have been a super compelling game, and that's gone. We've already got, Brandon, we've already got a crested gecko already. So I didn't need one of those. We've already got one of those. And honestly, he is the coolest. So you already like Baby Borky more than Hey Dad? Aw. Could have named it Curtain Rod. That actually would have been a funny name. No, the lizard. I'll show you guys one of these days. I can't right now. Getting him out now with that going on behind me would be a bad idea. But I'll show you guys. Remind me on Thursday. I'll show you. I'll show you. But he's right there. It's right there on the log. Look, he's looking at you. So they can't cancel Wake because it was already scheduled way more in advance. I think they don't want to cancel Wake because it's an easier game. Got to have a beer with Gunny Robb after his antics with the Texas receiver. Good times. Oh, that was so funny where he stood in front of him and was shaking his head no at him. That guy was awesome. He was awesome. Does he still go to the sidelines and stuff? I forgive me if that's an ignorant question, but is he still around? Their non-cons past 26 are bad and look like they are accommodating the 9-game SEC schedule. And like I said before, though, why is that going to happen? Because there was a line of thinking, and Ross Dellinger even wrote that there is still currently a line of thinking that Disney's not going to give them more money to add an extra conference game. So unless that has changed, why would you do that? You make the playoff more than anybody. You have, like I said before, 15 of the top 23 most difficult schedules in college football already. So why would you do that? You're breaking records. You're breaking ratings numbers. Why would you do that? It's got to be monetary, and I guess that they got some numbers back that say that they'll get more money for it. But that was not always the line of that's always been the line of thinking. But there was some doubt about whether or not the network would give them more money. I guess they're going to. But that was a question. Even Ross Dellinger reported it. So, but most everybody has expected them to go to 9 because logic kind of told you that was the natural progression. But I would fight that unless I'm guaranteed more, which seems like it's going to happen. Talked with a Georgia friend today who said that he wouldn't be surprised if their UCLA home-and-home gets canceled. That's so disappointing. But UCLA is not USC. Going to the Rose Bowl would have been cool, but Georgia already does that enough already. Like, if it was Ole Miss UCLA, we wouldn't even be talking about it right now. It would just be a footnote, whatever. You know, it's UCLA. They're a complete afterthought in their own town. Although, again, the Rose Bowl is cool, but it's not the same thing. This, to me, is different. This is just an opportunity that does not come around very often, and it's been blown to the detriment of the fans. That's who loses the most here, as always. This may have been mutual, but all evidence is that Riley is running away from SEC competition yet again. This is softer than what fills a baby's diaper after eating mushy peas. What are you, British? Mushy peas? You guys follow Footy Scran on Twitter? You should. The mushy peas thing over there. I mean, people eat that like at sporting events. They'll get a beer and fries and mushy peas. Like, thank God for the American Revolution. You know? Anyway. It does, you know, it does kind of feel like it was initiated by USC, but you don't have to oblige them. And it sounds like Ole Miss was more than happy to. You'd hope the replacement game could at least be some kind of unique, smaller opponent. Can we bring Boise State to Oxford? Wouldn't be the first time Ole Miss played Boise State. Now, it wasn't in Oxford. It was in Atlanta on a Thursday night. The crowd was light because of that. I mean, you know, a weeknight in Atlanta, and one of the teams is from Boise, Idaho, but that would be cool if they could pull that off. Random thought you had today. If the football gods grace us with Dart and Quinshon as Heisman finalists this season, how awkward is that trip going to be? Oh, man. let's replace USC with Jackson State. They already have the Citadel on the schedule, so they can't do the two FCS games. Now, you know, you could replace the Citadel with Jackson State, I suppose, but you would have to buy the Citadel. That would be a mess. I do love that they have Alcorn on the future schedule. Ole Miss does. I'm glad to see that. I hope that they get Jackson State on there as well. If you're going to play FCS teams, I do think it's better to play the ones from here. Quite frankly, I think Furman, but it's an FCS game. Furman will give them a really good look, as good of a look as an FCS team can give you. Now, they're not South Dakota State, who's just dominating right now, or North Dakota State. The Dakotas are really good. So is Montana. But, you know, Furman's a really good FCS program. They won a playoff game last year. They'll start preseason top 10 or so. There are FCS teams that give you better looks than others, and Furman is one of those that will give you a good look, relatively speaking, of course. Wait, a team with Quinshon might need another running back for just in case. I wonder why. Ryan Day taking a page out of the Brian Kelly playbook and playing one of their best players out of his position. Here's another one. Ryan Day should have a talk with Freeze about playing star defenders at running back. Barbara, you're just trolling this chat right now. I love you to death, but I'm not even going there with you tonight. Whatever picture my boy's drawing, no one wants to see your nasty head. Oh! Sorry, I showed you the pictures. No, we've learned how to write the alphabet. So we can do that. So that's what he was drawing. He was drawing some letters and showing me some letters. Can you draw all the letters? Yes, you can.
I just draw already.
Yeah, but you can do all the letters. I know you can. Lincoln Riley teams are the definition of soft. I agree completely. Only a real cut of staples are involved. Those aren't fun. It was not fun, but he was tough as you know what. 2025 is irrelevant right now, but you'd expect Ole Miss to get off to another hot start with the non-cons and games at home versus South Carolina, Florida, Arkansas, etc. Unless the whole thing gets blown up between now and then, which sounds like that is a possibility where everything gets blown up between now and then. But yeah, next year's schedule, having those and LSU at home, but you would also have to go to Georgia and Oklahoma. And that's not ideal, but still. Didn't Lincoln Riley start at USC the same year Kiffin started at Ole Miss? No. Lincoln Riley, because Lincoln Riley has only been at USC for 3 years, right? Yes. No, 2 years. This is year three. This is year three. It would have been interesting, though, to see those two compete. And Lane Kiffin returning to Los Angeles. I mean, what a great storyline that would have been. Ole Miss, USC would have been that week one game that everybody talked about all offseason. Because you look at the schedule right now, and you've got like Notre Dame, A&M in week one, and Clemson, Georgia. Like, we spent time on the radio show talking about Clemson, Georgia, because it's a week one marquee game. Radio shows in other markets would be talking about Ole Miss USC this time of year because Kiffin going back to the place that fired him on an airport tarmac. You have nine games to keep three rivals. I would hate to lose annual LSU game. I think you can almost guarantee if they do the 3+6 model that LSU will be a permanent opponent for Ole Miss. It would be Mississippi State, LSU. Frankly, I think the Arkansas rivalry, or what has become the rivalry with Arkansas, I think is something that I would want to keep. I know that so many of you are like, heck no, never want to go to Fayetteville. It's always a place that they lose and all that. But I like the kind of spiciness that is developed. But if what Ross Dellinger reported months ago holds true when they finally get to this point where they would separate the conference into like upper tier, lower tier, and your three permanent opponents, if you're an upper tier team, two of them would be from that, and then you would get one from the bottom, and they would like split it down the middle. That was kind of the line of thinking. So if Ole Miss gets Mississippi State and LSU, depending on where they would keep them in their pecking order, because they use the last 10 years as an example, Ole Miss would have actually been in the bottom tier. Their other team would have been bottom tier, like a Kentucky or somebody like that. But now that they've had so much recent success, maybe that will have changed. We'll have to see. But I do think that Arkansas does make some sense there. I like what that rivalry has become. Auburn as well. That's becoming a rivalry for the obvious reasons. So Gunny is retired now from the Corps, but finished up in South Carolina to be close to his kids. That's awesome. Still makes trips to Oxford on occasion. I hope every time he comes back, he gets some field recognition, because that guy rules. Raleigh wouldn't cancel with South Carolina. He knows a whooping is coming. Almost done. I promise. Don't you dare stand on that couch.
I want to be done, Daddy.
You want to be done? Give me 5 more minutes, okay? Sorry about this, guys. I'm sorry. It's just what we had to do tonight. 5 more minutes, okay? Okay, thank you. If I ever want to interview Gunny, I have his number somewhere. Please find it for me. I would absolutely love to. I would absolutely love to. Play local FCS teams and avoid local group of six teams like Memphis and USM. I think that Tulane should be like a permanent opponent on the schedule. With how Ole Miss fans not only love New Orleans, but travel to New Orleans, I mean, that's a great weekend to have every other year. Mercer was an FCS playoff team in 2022. We saw how that went last season. Yeah, look, I know it's all relative. It is. Now, Furman was better than Mercer last year. Ask me how I know. But, look, none of them really give you great looks unless you're playing South Dakota State or whatever. So it's all relative. But you can play some FCS teams that are, like, grossly incompetent. At least with what Ole Miss is facing, it's well-coached. They have good players for their level. It's not gross incompetence. It's a massive, massive, massive mismatch. But it's not incompetence like you see sometimes. You'd rather a Clemson home and home? I know, I'm almost done. That would be a lot of fun. I would have a lot of recs for you guys. Smart move to save the team for the playoffs. This is the best chance we've had in decades, and we need to play it smart. But next year's team will not be like a great... You know, that's a dumb thing to say right now, because I have no idea who's going to be on next year's team with how the portal works. They could very well be right back in the same position with how it works. You just found out about this for me. Wow. Well, I appreciate you being here for all of your news, Austin. But do I think USC just didn't want to come to Mississippi? If you're asking, like, from a political perspective, no. I think, frankly, their motivation would be the same motivation they had trying to get out of the LSU series. They don't want the smoke. They already play 9 conference games and Notre Dame. They want to avoid playing SEC teams if they can, clearly. I mean, that's why Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma anyway. So that's the motivation. That is the motivation on their side. And I guess it's similar for Ole Miss. Is if USC wants out, makes the schedule easier, then let them out, I suppose. Do I think Lincoln Riley's the coach at USC in 2027? That's a great question. I don't think he's getting fired. I think they'll always be good enough. So is the answer, or is the question, will he be coaching in the NFL by 2027? No. No, I don't. I think he'll be the coach at USC in 2027. What does the ACC look like in 18 months? It doesn't look like anything. It is gone in 18 months. That is my prediction. The ACC will not be a conference in 18 months. He can't do that yet, Pat. He's not there yet. He's got Hootat down, but that's about it. USC versus Ole Miss could be a playoff game, but I don't think SC is near good enough. I don't either. Not this year. You'll take a home and home with USM only because you get free tickets to USM games. You want LSU State and Vandy to be the rotating if you could have it your way. You want North Carolina and the SEC just so Ole Miss and North Carolina can have the greatest uniform game ever played. They will be a hot commodity, that's for sure. That is for sure. I've told you guys before, I think NC State would fit very well in the SEC. I do. I know that North Carolina is everybody's like, they love the idea of North Carolina. Some people love the idea of Clemson or Florida State. I really think NC State. I know that Raleigh's big. It won't feel like, you know, the college town of the SEC, but it's a cool place. It's good people. They're really passionate. They play good sports. They would fit. They really would fit. Yeah. Almost, buddy. Almost. Notre Dame only has 11 games on their schedule next season, just saying. Yeah, well, the number 12 won't be Ole Miss, though. Have Tulane as a permanent opponent and only make it an away game in New Orleans. Just every year go to New Orleans? It's not the worst idea. But every other year just playing a road game in New Orleans where you take over half the stadium? Notre Dame traveling to Oxford for a playoff game would feed families. Oh my gosh, some of you that live there could rent your room out, just your room for $5,000 a night. Alabama, Auburn, Florida, LSU, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and A&M were the top half before the 2023 season. I don't know how it looks past 24. Yeah, you're going to see some change, right? Because unless there was a big gap, but like Auburn sucked last year. I think 8 wins is their ceiling this year. So Ole Miss could replace them, for example. Florida has a chance to be quite bad again. So you're fine with playing Tulane every year if the road game is in the Superdome. I hope you guys can't hear that, by the way. Sorry about this. I appreciate. Did June get in here too? What is she doing? We got a madhouse in here right now. Come here, sweetie. You guys know this one already. Here's June. We're off the rails. We're just off the rails, and that's okay. Is June a sweetie? She's jumping on me. We're a mess. Sorry, podcast listeners. I'm really sorry about this. I had no other choice, and I didn't want to be later than I already was. So, Kiffin is a lot taller in person. You're 5'8". He made you look like you were 5'2", to 6 foot guys. Yeah, he's tall. I mean, he's very tall. So on that ACC prediction, how many teams join the Big Ten, SEC or others, UNC, Virginia to the SEC? What about Miami? I think a lot are going to be left out. I think you're going to have a handful of teams that have no home. That's what will happen. That is what will happen. Because what does Miami bring to the SEC? Truly. Here's a question that would make Florida State fans mad. What does Florida State bring to the SEC? They're already in the state of Florida. I know that they have a big brand and a big stadium and they're a good program, but that is what the SEC is already, and you're already in Florida. And I know the TV market thing doesn't really work like that anymore, but you already have what they have to offer. You're not in North Carolina. You're not in Virginia. That's something that they've got away. What does Clemson bring to the SEC? Passionate fans, big stadium, storied program, pretty cool town. That's the SEC. So I think the Big Ten reaching down and getting a Clemson would make sense. But you'll get the leftovers, in their case, hopefully merging with the Big 12. That's about it, really. Playing that game at Yulman was a heat box nightmare. Let's limit playing in that frying pan, please. Well, just play it at night if you can help it, but TV tells you to jump. You say how high. June for Ole Miss's mascot. Is June's nickname June Bird? June Bug is what I call her.
June Bug.
June Bug, that's right.
June Bug me.
That's just her nickname. or you call her sweetie. She can be the female version of Juice. I'll have you know that she was a member of the Borky family here before Juice was born. So I had one state fan on a message board try to say that I copied Kiffin's dog. No, you clown. She was around before Juice was born and was not seeking another dog. She fell into the lap and we love her. But yes, she is years older than Juice Kiffin. Same breed though. Same breed. Miami can join the Sun Belt. That's where they belong. Miami and Florida State bring nothing to the SEC. I agree. The more actual states you can add, the better. I agree there, too. What conferences are Memphis and Tulane in 2 years from now? I don't believe the American Conference is going to survive. I actually think that they're going to. I may be wrong, but I actually think that they are going to survive. I really do. They're in good shape. The AAC and the Sun Belt are in really good shape. Would West Virginia fit in the SEC? I don't think so. I don't think anybody in the Big 12 is joining the SEC. I think their expansion, well, no, maybe Kansas, maybe Oklahoma State, maybe. But I think that SEC expansion is going to be kind of limited, and I think it's going to be limited to a couple of schools in the ACC. That's just me guessing, though. Little Man is four. Miss Cassie, he is four. Somebody asked how old you were. How old are you?
Four.
That's right. That's right. West Virginia is a little nuts, though. They're something else after wins. You'd rather Kansas than either Florida school? It's a crazy scenario that never gets talked about. Could I see an SEC team go to the Big 12 and vice versa? Like how A&M fans were talking about going to the Big 10 when Texas to the SEC was finished. How pathetic was that, by the way? My goodness, are you kidding me? Oh, did that not scream little brother? It should have. Missouri to the Big 10 would make sense to me, frankly. That's where they always should have gone. It's a better fit there. But anyway. Hey, buddy, just a couple more minutes. Okay. Memphis can get a pseudo monopoly on the American Conference with the FedEx deal. Tulane's doing a really good job, too, with players and fundraising and stuff like that. The All-State Big 12-22 is a very well-run conference right now. No kidding. You think Memphis will make the playoff as a 12 seed? Memphis or Tulane? Memphis or Tulane? You agree with what I said about NC State being worthy of the SEC? They fit. Do I call him Jimmy ever? No. No, I do not. Never have. I've got all kinds of nicknames. Monster is my favorite. But why is TCU not attractive for the SEC or the Big Ten? You've got a winning tradition. The Dallas-Fort Worth region, they feel like a fit. Here's the thing. You've already got the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Texas and Texas A&M are bigger in the Dallas-Fort Worth area than TCU. You've already got it. They bring nothing. They just bring nothing. So anyway, I'm sorry again, guys. I know it's not ideal to have background noise and stuff like that, but I didn't want to be late. And, you know, sometimes you guys, those of you that are parents know that sometimes it just doesn't go as planned. And so I appreciate you sticking with and allowing us to have some fun with a co-host tonight. And I appreciate you guys for sticking it out. So Thursday we'll make sure that we get out ahead of this and it'll be better. But come here, buddy. It's time to go. So, and it's time to go night-night, too. Come here. Come here. What do we say? Do we say bye?
I love you.
Say see you later. Say see you later.
Alligator.
See you later, alligator. Say it. You got to say the whole thing.
See you later, microphone.
And say, who that?
Beacon face.
Who that say they going? beat them same.
Fat.
Oh, okay. Now we're being goofy. Thanks, guys. I'll see you on Thursday.
Daddy got it for longer.
No, we're done. Say night night.
Night. And I was done.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.